Hey everyone, I'm your host, Catherine Valsey, and welcome to Unpack with Cat. I am so excited about this episode, so happy to be recording. If this is your first time listening, hi, I'm Cat. I really hope that you love this space. I really hope for this just to be a safe, comforting, and informative. Like, I really hope that you leave the space like, I took something from that. So thank you for tuning in. I hope that you stay. For my returning listeners, love y'all so much. So appreciative. So happy to be speaking with you all again. Really excited. I've never done an episode like this, and I'm like, this is fun. Y'all know I usually don't like to have a lot of fluff. I feel like I don't really have any major updates. This is a birthday episode for myself. I am turning 23 on Monday, August 14th, but also a birthday episode for the podcast. The podcast actually turned 3 on August 6th, and I'm just in awe that's, you know, taken place over the years. A little while ago, we surpassed over 300,000 downloads. The countries that it's reaching, the impact that it's having, the reviews, the kind words, it's just, I'm in awe. Really love what's taken place so far, but even more excited for what's to come. And like I said, I really can't wait to have a team in the future. I can't wait to really take off with this in the way that I want to, in the way that I vision. But for now, I'm grateful for humble beginnings. I'm grateful for the start of this. I'm grateful for just the authentic, natural feel of this space. So no complaints on my end. I just came back from a solo trip for my birthday, and I'm also leaving for another trip with my boyfriend for my birthday. So August, like the first half of August, is starting off pretty busy, but in a really beautiful way. So to my knowledge, those are my main updates on just like life, health, love, birthday, celebration, work-wise. I'm just pushing through, y'all. Pushing through. I really can't believe it's almost August. I'm not going to lie. It freaks me out a little bit. I'm like 8 months into the year. Really? Already? End of summer almost? Really? Already? Like, definitely feels like time is just going, because how is it August? Like, and I saw a tweet that was like, August is the Sunday of summer. And I think that's so true. So it feels like we're in just one long Sunday, at least to me. But I do really hope that everyone's July has ended well. I really hope that everyone's August is off to a good start. I just hope that everyone is doing well. That's always my hope. I know that's not always realistic. I know there's people that are listening that are struggling, people that are listening that are having a hard time. And so I hope this episode does uplift you. I hope that there's lots of encouragement within this episode. That's my goal. That's the vision. And so, yeah, I'm sending you all so much love, so many virtual hugs. Before we get into the episode, I always like to remind you to take care of yourself while you're listening to this. Whatever your body is asking for, if that is a drink, if that is something to eat, if that is resting your eyes, if that is moving your body, whatever it is, I just want you to take care of yourself while you listen to this. And yes, let's get into the episode. So as you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be going over and kind of unpacking 23 lessons I've learned before turning 23. This is kind of inspired by videos I've seen. A lot of people, I don't know, I feel like talk about what they've learned in their 20s or what they've learned in their 30s or teenage years, whatever it may be. So I was like, this is I kind of want to tap into this. I will say before I start, you know, I do know my demographics. I feel like I have a lot of people in their early 20s. I feel like people always say this is a very difficult part of life. This is really a season of life where so many of us are in transition. So many of us are just trying to figure things out or just trying to like, this is a tough time of life, okay? The 23 stage, I will say, I don't really feel 23. Like, I feel really young still. I know a lot of people will say I'm a lot wiser than my years, or a lot of what I talk about is stuff they weren't talking about at this age, but I don't know. I feel so young, and I'm like, 23? Monday? Me? Really? So yeah, everyone that is in their early 20s right now and is listening, I am sending you so much love. I'm just sending you all the encouragement in the world. You got this. It's difficult. I feel like we're really in unprecedented times for early 20s, and just the way that the economics of this world are, the way the job, just a lot, especially if you are coming out of college or even if you're not in college, whatever it is, it's a tough time. And I feel you, and I'm with you, and I see you, and just know that you're not alone in this. And I just feel like I always say this, but every storm is temporary. There will be sun at the end of the tunnel. We've got this. We're going to get through this. But for me, it's like, even though this is such a challenge, such a trying time, such a transition, I do feel like I have learned so much over the last 3 years. I feel like since I turned 20, I mean, a lot of what I'm about to say, I would not have said to you at 18, would not have said to you at 17, maybe by 19, you know what I mean? So I am grateful for all that it is that I'm learning, and I'm grateful for the way that my brain is just kind of, you know, maturing. I feel like the psyche in me, I know that at a certain point, our brains are like, okay, we're done here. So I definitely feel like that is starting to take place. But yeah, let's get into the first lesson that I've learned before 23. And that's that your gifts will make room for you. Don't let what appears to be quote unquote lack of space and quote unquote oversaturation discourage you. They are not you. Your authenticity is so valuable and the key to everything. The second lesson is that comfort doesn't equate to good for you. Let that habit, person, place, or thing go. Elevation in life is often accompanied by discomfort. Sometimes we've been taught to believe that when something is good for us, we shouldn't feel any discomfort. It should just feel comfortable. And that's not the case. Oftentimes, what's right for us, what's the right next step, is going to feel a little uncomfortable, especially if you're comfortable and what is comfort to you is unhealthy. Then healthiness and safe and peace isn't going to feel comfortable just yet, but it doesn't mean that you're not going in the right direction. The third lesson is that your goals are definitely important, but your systems in place to achieve those goals are more important, because to me, the systems are the pathway. The systems are the key. The systems help you lead you there. So to know that you have to edit, tweak, and adjust as many times as you need to really look at those systems, what's working, what's not, that's how you reach the goals. The fourth lesson is that your body holds more answers than you realize. Please take time to listen to it. I feel like a part of this I didn't include is that oftentimes, to be able to listen to your body and for your body to be comfortable enough to communicate to you, it needs to feel like it's safe enough to do so. And it also needs to have a regulated nervous system. So definitely check out my episode on healing your nervous system. I really dive into that. When your nervous system is unregulated or dysregulated, oftentimes your body will see a lot of things as a threat that are in fact not a threat at all. So it kind of has your body like a little less credible than it would be if it was regulated. And it's not to like hate on your body or anything, but a part of this is really paying attention to your nervous system and really paying attention to the environment in which your body is in when it comes to talking about your body holding answers. The fifth lesson is that the healthy love that you yearn for is not unattainable for you. But something that's not always mentioned is that it will in fact require work from you to maintain. You have to learn your triggers, especially if you've grown up in unhealthy environments, if you've grown up in abusive environments, if you've had in the past abusive relationships. Even if you don't intend on bringing harm to another person, when you're not taking the proper time to learn and understand, okay, what triggers me and why? Why am I being reactive? Why am I feeling this way? You can cause harm to that healthy love that you're trying to attract. So definitely never, ever think, okay, I don't have work to do or I don't have things that I could address. We always have things that we can address, but don't look at yourself as like a never-ending project. I'm not saying that, but it's understanding, hey, I always have things that I can kind of take a look at and say, is that the best way that I can react to things? Is that the best way that I can communicate with someone I love? You know, like it's just being, what's the term? I've said it before, but it's just where you don't, you know, you are able to say, hey, I've done wrong. I've made a mistake. Like having that humility and not letting your ego take the front seat. The sixth lesson is that yes, discipline is your superpower, but as a woman, you are a cyclical being. Learn your cycle to work with your body and not against it. I feel like we live in a very masculine-oriented society. We live in a society that expects us to be 24/7 the same way all 28 days of the month, and that is just not the case if you are a woman. It's not. I have a lot of things going on, okay? I got four different stages of my cycle. I'm feeling a different way each week. I have different energy levels each week. So to know that and to understand that helps me approach the month in a lot better of a way than I approach the month in a more masculine way. And honestly, that's a lesson that has really, really changed my life. The seventh lesson is that needing the approval of others will hold you back. Let yourself be free. I think that that needs no other comments. The eighth lesson is that feeling fear is not a crime. It doesn't mean you lack faith. It means you're human. Having faith is to feel fear and still move forward. I'm just let that one sink in, because I feel like I've had so many times where I've heard messaging that, oh my goodness, the fact that I'm feeling fear means that I don't have any faith in God. The fact that I, no. Unlearn that. I think it's a beautiful and amazing thing when you're able to bring it to God and say, hey, God, I'm feeling really scared right now, but I know you're with me. Please bring comfort. Like, to be able to bring that to prayer and ask for the comfort and ask for the peace. I think that that helps build more relationship than feeling shame whenever you're feeling fear and feeling like you can't bring it to God. The ninth lesson is love yourself in all your seasons. Don't make it conditional. The 10th lesson is rest, ease, and softness as a Black woman is an act of resistance and should not be met with shame. I've dived into this so much, but yeah, I think that joy and just living a soft life, I think that's just the biggest form of protest in a way that might be a little controversial. But in a way, I do really feel that way. The 11th lesson is the ability to romanticize the mundane and elevate every little experience truly elevates your day-to-day life and creates a luxurious life that isn't dependent on what you have, because you can find beauty in everything. The 12th lesson is nothing is too big for God. I know it feels heavy. I know it feels like a lot. I know it feels like you're alone, but you're not. He's right there with you, and he's working on your behalf. Rest is a spiritual discipline. Allow your mind to be at ease. The 13th lesson is that rich friendship and community is the key to a rich life. Hyper-independence just cannot nurture you the way connection and community can. I feel like I really dived in on here how my early 20s and just like my late teenage years, I was incredibly hyper independent, incredibly, you know, lacking that ability to trust, lacking that ability to let people get close. And the more that I'm healing and the more that I am building really strong, beautiful friendships, the more beautiful life truly feels like. Genuinely, and again, I've said before, it's important to have that relationship with yourself. It's vital. Like, it's important that I can go out, take myself to eat, and have a good time. That on a Friday night alone, I can have a great time. That the relationship with myself is still a priority, that I enjoy spending time with myself. But having people you can count on, people that you care about, people that you can be vulnerable with, I truly think it changes life. Like, it makes life a lot brighter. And I think that not acknowledging the need for community as humans is incredibly harmful. The 14th lesson is that there is no intimacy without conflict. Uncomfortable conversations are necessary for intimate connections. Period, full stop. Like, definitely, like, you need to be able to say, you know what, this is uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable bringing this up. But I know that in my most intimate connections, in my closest relationships, I've had to have those uncomfortable, it's necessary. Like, there's no way that we would be close without it. It's just not how it works. The 15th lesson is that normal is subjective. So stand strong in the path that makes you feel your best. Really relish in your unique path. Really release yourself from what needs to be done, from what everyone says. Relish in your unique path, your own way. Again, I always bring up like college in 5 years instead of 4. Like, who said college has to be done in 4 years? I'm sorry. Like, oh, first of all, who said college at all? But I do believe, you know, education and higher education is really valuable, I would feel, in today's society. I definitely think that the cost of it is insane. But I would say that we always push, okay, we need to take 5 classes every semester, and that way that you graduate, quote unquote, on time. I mean, who said this is on time? Who made this, like, who made 4 years the golden, do you know what I mean? And the same goes for doing it early. You know, I just feel like take your own path on things. Take what feels right. Take what feels good. That's important in this life. The 16th lesson is that you cannot be uncomfortable in temporary silence. Allow your mind and soul to decompress from all the stimulation that society provides. I think that that's, that can stand alone. I talk about it all the time. Your stillness and your silence is where a lot of the magic lies. And a lot of people, again, when the nervous system is unregulated, as soon as it gets quiet, they get really uncomfortable. They get a lot of different thoughts. And so learning and just starting to really just rest and be in your silence, again, temporary silence, because a life of just total silence wouldn't work, but I think it's beautiful and important. The 17th lesson is never let yourself believe that you don't have a choice. I hear it so often. I don't have a choice. I can't have to do this. Be careful with how much you say, I have to do this. Says who? Like, honestly, and again, if you are a minor and you're I get it. Sometimes there is things that are out of your control. But I think, like, once we reach that, again, early 20s age, and we're having a little bit of more independence with our decision, and we may have that, like, authority rules mindset, and we truly believe we have to do things that we, in fact, have the choice not to do. Do you get what I mean? Like, just be careful. Be careful how much you say that. The 18th lesson is feel it to release it, because that heaviness needs to move through you. I talk all the time, lay down that armor, lay it down, let the emotions flow through you. I've been struggling a little bit recently with just a lot of things, and I felt like the need to cry a lot, and I feel I cry, and I said a lot. I used to really feel shameful around crying. It was like the last thing. Like, I took pride in not crying a lot, but I truly feel a lot lighter allowing myself to cry whenever I need to cry. And that goes the opposite direction too. When I'm feeling really happy and when things feel really good, allowing myself to be as joyful as a toddler that is jumping around, clapping, just squealing. Like, yeah, allow yourself to feel it all. The 19th lesson is that when they can no longer control you, they will seek to control the narrative around you. So don't trip. And I know this is a hard one, because, like, Kat, why are they going around spreading all these things about me that's not true? Like, you know, why are people believing them? All this type of stuff. And I feel like the peace that you feel when you release yourself from somebody that is a manipulator in that way, or somebody that does have narcissistic tendencies, overrules trying to control, like, public opinion about you. Do you know what I mean? Mike, high school, I don't know if I've ever touched on this. Like, there was a group of people that just always tried to make it seem like I was the worst. Like, really tried to have people think the worst about me. And I never understood it. And I would always try and, you know, go around, I'm not that. What do you mean? Like, you know, and it's like, actually, I'm releasing that. Doesn't need a reaction from me. I know who I am, type of thing. And I just think that that does wonders. And I'm glad that over the years I've been able to learn that. The 20th lesson is don't let societal standards stop you from seeing your unique beauty. Embrace and love on the parts of you that are not championed in the media. I say it a lot growing up dark skin in an all white community. I've talked about it. I did an episode on colorism, or even on hair texturism, you know, Eurocentric features, whatever it may be. It takes a lot for those of us that lie outside of what is championed in the media and lie outside of societal standards to love those aspects of us. But it takes, honestly, removing the lens of that societal lens, as hard as it is. Like, I know that is a tough thing to say when people are looking at you often through that lens, but place on the lens of just embracing all of your unique features. It really increased my confidence over the years. And I think that if I hadn't done that, I would still see myself through the lens of, you know, that I wasn't pretty, that I wasn't this, and that my skin was this, my hair was that. And so it's been a really freeing thing to shift that lens. The 21st lesson is that just because you didn't grow up doing something doesn't mean it's not valuable to learn and begin to include in your life. Remain open-minded. I think this is a really important lesson at this, you know, stage of our lives, especially when I meet people who are like, I didn't grow up doing that. Or, you know, people are like, well, I wasn't raised that way and I'm just fine. Okay. all right. You know, a lot of people that want to stick to what they know and think that what they know is above all. And it's just important to be open-minded, important to say, you know what, I didn't do that, but that would be really helpful. You know what, I didn't actually, like for me, I never really grew up making things at home or cooking at home and nutrition and understanding and learning about that. But I promise you, if I kept the same way and the same habits that I did growing up, I will be like, I will struggle later in life health-wise. And so it's important to say this isn't what I know, but I'm open to learning it and I'm open to knowing it. The 22nd lesson is that investing in higher quality items truly saves you money over time. Moving in abundance and healing your relationship with money is highly important. And again, finances and money, I think, are a very touchy subject in society. I think I touched on it very lightly on this podcast. But what I will say is that last year around this time for my birthday, I invested in a lot of different products. I remember I invested in a higher quality vacuum, a higher quality water bottle, higher quality bedding, higher quality pajamas, some staple pieces from my closet, higher quality towels, body products, you name it. I mean, I really just was like, you know what, this is what feels right to do for year 22. And I'm telling you, I am approaching, it's been a year, and all of my stuff is still in good condition. I genuinely don't want anything. Like, I don't need any items for my birthday. I feel like everything that I got last year is still doing me so well. I still love it. And at the time, that was hard to say, oh, I'm going to pay this much for this. Like, what? Like, you know, when you're not used to it, didn't grow up doing it. But I guarantee you, if I went for the cheaper option, this year would be coming around and I would have to replace it. And I would be spending just as much, if not more money than I was spending in the first place. So for me, really healing my relationship around money and the way that I spend money and what I view money as, like, has been really important in terms of my quality of life, elevating my life, and just how I go about life. So I feel like money does feel like this taboo topic, but when we avoid talking about it, it can kind of do, again, a lot of harm, just like avoid talking about everything. So I feel like it's important to just to discuss things. I really, really do. So I can dive into that more. But the last lesson, I feel like I have so much more that I could say, but unfortunately, we only have 23. The last lesson is, don't view your life as one big chapter. Acknowledge the many chapters and seasons that all require different needs, energy, and actions from you. Allow yourself to grow within them and don't beat yourself up over the previous chapters of you. I feel like I talked about this a lot in the Forgive Yourself episode. We have different versions of ourselves. We're always growing. And I said this in the one on, like, don't keep yourself hostage to an identity. Allow yourself to grow and allow yourself, like, release shame from previous versions of you. Understand this is the next, like, I'm going into chapter 23. Okay. I got many chapters ahead. I have many chapters previously, but I don't see it. Like, I see chapter 23 will be different from chapter 22. It'll be different from chapter 24. There's going to be a lot that happens in chapter 23. Like, I just see it as, that's just how life is, you know? And even if chapter 23 goes worse, that's a part of the chapter. Like, life is a lot of chapters, a lot of seasons. I feel like seeing life that way is important, because at one point in life, I was like, why is life good? Then why is life bad? And I'm like, now I just have the real holistic approach that that's just life. Life is filled with, oh my goodness, if y'all saw Barbie, at the end of the movie where she says, just feel, and she's like seeing all those different parts of life. And I'm like, yes, exactly. That's being human. We feel, and the feel isn't always going to be good, right? And just understanding that that's life, and life is beautiful in its own way, is really, I think, provides me peace. That things don't always have to be all right. Things don't always have to be perfect. Things don't even always have to be on track, because that's life. You know, I think that perspective really comforts me. So that wraps 23 of the lessons I've learned before turning 23. I tried to have a good variety, and like I said, I hope that this episode and like the lessons I did touch on provided, like, I'm sure for many of you, you may have heard some of them before, but it's that good reminder, that good, just like, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. We're in alignment and someone else feels the same way. And if you haven't heard some of these, that it kind of gives you something to think about, something to keep in mind. I feel like I'm one of those people where I hear something and if it sticks, it really sticks with me. And so I hope that one of the 23 really sticks with you. I'm just grateful for the way that this space moves and that we're able to have conversations like these, and to just have a platform where I can share with a community like this truly does mean the world to me. Again, I am reaching out to all the people that are in their early 20s, just like me, reaching out to all the teenagers that may be approaching, reaching out to everyone that maybe, I feel like with the school year about to start and just like when we're transitioning out of summer, I always just feel like it's such a transition. I feel like that's usually when people are at the beginning of something and not the end. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I do feel like a lot is taking place, and I just understand life can be a lot, but it also can be so beautiful. And so I'm hoping that your beautiful moments are magnified during this time. I appreciate you all so much for growing up with me. I feel like at 20, I was here. I was scared. I was a little nervous, a little timid, and I was met with a lot of love, a lot of support, and that kept me going. And so I am forever appreciative of the fact that I was met with so much love, so many kind reviews, so many story shout outs. And so a lot of people say this podcast has impacted their life, but truly it's been the same way for me. It's definitely a what's the word? Two-way relationship here, where y'all have changed my life just as much. And I think that I wouldn't be who I am today and the thoughts that I have today entering 23 if not for this space and not for this community. So I'm so grateful. And I can't wait to see what I learn over 23, what I'm able to share with you all. And I appreciate y'all so much. And I'm grateful to be seeing 23, because I know I don't take that for granted. So yeah, I will be heading to Florida, actually. Florida, can y'all believe? Florida, meet in Florida. Yeah, I wouldn't expect that. I feel like I'm more of an international traveler. But yeah, the domestic travel, I will be dibbling and dabbling. So yeah, I will update you all about that. And I just can't wait for the rest of August episodes and just everything. I'm excited. I have so much love for y'all. I'm gonna stop rambling. Thank you in advance for the birthday wishes. Appreciate y'all so much. And if you enjoyed this episode, definitely don't hesitate to share it with somebody that you think could benefit from it, someone that you think might be struggling right now and could use like this type of insight, or just someone that's also turning 23, whatever it is. I don't know. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope your week is off to a great start. If not, I hope things change up. I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.